I've always had a soft spot for those Photoshop tutorials on making photorealistic photos. You know, the ones where you get the impression that you see a couple of photos looking like Polaroids stacked onto each other. Too geeky for you? Perhaps. But check out this week's episode. You'll meet the effect I'm talking about. Welcome to the 27th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Picture Framer. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be mentioning a promotion with this episode. As always, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen and checked out in the iTunes artwork window. You can click the links there as well, and you can check it out on your iPod screen, of course. No sponsor message this time, but I do want to plug a great application and a great developer, ThinkMac. Yes, you know them, I've reviewed their instant gallery in the last episode, but I want to mention them again and I want to say hello to all the NewsLife users out there. Yes, what am I talking about? Well, it's like this. ThinkMac has released its new application, NewsLife. It's an RSS reader and it really looks stunning. It's great. I know there are tons of other RSS readers out there and some of them are really, really good, but NewsLife somehow caught my attention and I was really enchanted by the way it looked, and I think it's very promising. And what's more, in the beta you will get that pre-installed list of RSS feeds. Of course you can throw them away if you want to, but they are like, you know, Dig and Make Magazine and stuff like that. And who's amongst those feeds? Yes, Neat Little Mac Apps. So thank you very, very much for that plug. Anyway, as I mentioned, the application is very promising, but it still needs some tweaking, but you can help out the developer. How? Well, simply hit the link in the iTunes artwork window or go to thinkmac.co.uk, download the application, try it out and give feedback. Tell the developer what you like, what you don't like, what you would like to see added, what you would like to see removed, and how you can make sure that your cats don't make noise. Go away. Okay, sorry folks. Anyway, try it out, it really is great. So, onto the review. Picture Framer, what is it? Well, it's this really neat little widget that allows you to show your pictures to you in a nice frame, and the pictures can come from everywhere. I mean, you can drag and drop them on there, iPhoto, photo booth, you name it, and the frames are really cool. Current version is 1.1.1 and it's created by Monkey Business Labs at monkeybusinesslabs.com. Why would I use this? Well, the reason is a bit the same as the reason I used Instant Gallery last week, or I'll be using Instant Gallery last week. I'm awaiting a very nice Canon 400 digital camera, and I want to be sure that each terrific, magnificent picture that I'll take from then on is visible on my system at the blink of an eye, and Picture Framer allows me to do just that. So let's see how this works. The installment of Picture Framer is the same as any other widget. You download it, you click it, OS X will ask you, hey, this is a widget, would you want me to add this to your widgets? And you say, of course, yes, you can see a preview, you can keep it or delete it, and then it's up there. As always with widgets, you can change the preferences by hitting the little eye in the bottom left corner. And to make it easy for you, the first picture you will see is a hand pointing you to that eye saying, pick a picture. And of course, that's what I'm going to do right now. Hit. And then I can start choosing the picture source. And the options here are, the first one is iPhoto. And then you can choose an album, for example, your total library, the lost roll, lost 12 month, and then the specific albums that you have created yourself. The next option is photo booth, and that will display the images from your photo booth folder. And if you want to go there, you can just hit the open folder in Finder and it will take you to your photo booth folder itself. Next option is the pictures folder. And of course, that's your pictures folder in the Finder. And here you can also open up that folder by just hitting that button there, and it will point you to the folder on your system. Next option is a drag and drop option. And now all you have to do is just take a picture somewhere on your Finder, hit the key that you have assigned to your widgets, and drop it onto that little window where it says drag a folder here. So you can drag folders with pictures onto this widget. And the last option, and this is a really great one, is a flickr.com option. And then you get this little window where you can fill in a keyword or a username or a email. And then it will show you those pictures. For example, I'm going to try this out right now. Let's say Apple, hit, and then it starts searching. And then I get this little drop-down window showing me all the users that are apparently tied into the word Apple, which is in this case, photo stream for some way. And you will see the groups. And let's take, oh man, this is a big list. Apple iPod, the Apple Store. Let's take Apple iPod. And then you will get a list of pictures that have something to do with that group, Apple iPod. Now, I'm not really a Flickr user, so I don't really understand what all the Flickr group and stuff is. But I have a rough idea, and I'm going to throw myself at that one also when I get my camera. And those are the picture sources. And now you can go and change your frame. And this is the fun part, of course. I'll run by the options so you can check them out on your iPod screen or on your iTunes artwork window. The first one is Black Enamel. Now, I don't know if I pronounced that one correctly in English. Enamel. Oh, well. Anyway, you will immediately see how that frame will look. Next one is Borderless. Then we have Brushed Steel. Nice one also. Curled Paper, one of my favorites, this one. That's a bit like the effect I was talking about in the intro. Gold. Pine, I like that one also. Plastic, that's a bit like the old Apple screens, the Apple LCDs, before the ones they made now. Platinum. Redwood matte. Rubber tube. And stacked paper. The stacked paper is one of my favorites also. Anyway, if you want, you can get more frames. And you do this by simply hitting the get more frames in the frames pull-down menu. But that's a bit strange here. See, when you download this, it will work without entering a serial number or stuff like that, but the frames will be limited. So if you want to get all the frames I'm mentioning right now, you will have to hit that get more frames and buy that Picture Framer Deluxe license. But I'm quite sure that for someone who knows a little bit of coding and is a little bit skilled in Photoshop, you can create great frames yourself. And then you can choose the way the slideshow option works. And this is a pull-down menu also. So the first one is manually, meaning that when you flip the widget over again, you will get the back and the forward arrows, and you will have to hit those each time you want to see another picture. But you can also choose that it will slideshow the pictures, for instance, every 5 seconds, every 30 seconds, every minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, every hour or every day, or when opening dashboard. So each time you hit dashboard, it will be another picture from the stack. And that's all there is to change and tweak in this application. It really is a handy little tool. And there are some options I can mention now. Of course, when you flip the little widget again, you have the back and the next button, as I mentioned before. But you will also have that little cartwheel. And there you have some options like stop or start a slideshow, shuffle the image sequence, or visit monkeybusinesslabs.com. Another neat feature is that you can change the size of the frame by simply dragging the corner and making it bigger or smaller. That's a neat feature also. And that's the whole review. And I'm really looking forward in using this application in combination with the great picture I'm going to take. And hey, if you want to, you can send me some of your pictures and I can check it out and put them in my picture framer. You can, of course, boot up as much picture framers as you like, since this is a widget, and that's something cool too. Do I have a developer tip for this application? Yes, I do. It would be tremendously cool if there would be some sort of forum on monkeybusinesslabs.com where you could submit your own frames. I think that the number of frames now is a bit limited. It would be really great if there would be some sort of community where you could just post your frame or download frames that other people made and implement them in Picture Framer in a very easy way. That would be very cool. I would really appreciate that. So on to the contest section. How can you win a license of Picture Framer? Well, you can't really win a license, but you can get one for free. What do you have to do? Well, you just visit insanelygreattees.com. You know, I explained in the last episode, apparently there's a link between Monkey Business Labs and insanelygreattees.com. I'm not quite sure what the link is yet. I was going to do an interview with the developer of Picture Framer to find it out, but somehow we didn't really find the time. Anyway, go to www.insanelygreattees.com/NLMA. Where you can buy these really great Mac-related t-shirts. You just go and check out the site. You can get there by hitting the link in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website, or simply the link here in the iTunes artwork window to get there. And you can buy these really great t-shirts. And after you have bought a t-shirt, you will be redirected to a page where you can simply download the full-fledged Picture Framer application. As for the winners of a instant gallery license, these are the winners of that license. Now, I had a ton of emails, really starting from a few seconds or a few minutes after I had released the show up until the last day, I must say. But you know that the first 10 would win a license. And here they are. Andres A. So Andres A. will get one. José Antonio Ortega. Nikki, that's all I know, but you will see the license popping up on your email. Nikki, Paul Hess, Shepard Gordon, Niels Koopmans, I think that's a Dutchman, David Bakker, somehow I think that's a Dutchman too, Eric Heupel. And for some strange reason, that sounds Dutch too. I think those guys were tipping each other off. The Tall Man and Michael Antonio. So congratulations, you will all get a license. And for the other listeners, don't despair. There will be plenty of more Neat Little Mac Apps episodes. And feel free to join the contests. I mean, I see people coming back at a regular rate, but that means that there are tons of other people who could win a license who just probably didn't submit. And the number of downloads, there has to be some more people out there who would like a license of this. So just join the contest. And that's it for this episode. So I hope you really enjoyed it. Feel free to hop in at the site at www.neatlittlemacapps.com. You can leave your feedback there, your comments. You can see all the show notes there as well. You can support the site by visiting the Neat Little Mac Apps web shop, where you can buy some t-shirts and apparel and other stuff. You can, of course, also submit your Neat Little Mac app, all you have to do is send me a mail at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com and just tell me, hey, go check out this application, it really is great, you should review it. Or if you're a developer, you can of course promote or try to promote your own application. There is no reason why I would be featuring your application, even if you would like to sponsor the show, which you can always do, of course, but there is no specific reason that I will be reviewing your application unless it's a Neat Little Mac app. That's quite clear. So that just leaves me with mentioning the theme song of Neat Little Mac Apps, and that's music provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is called Starting Over, and it's the instrumental version. So thank you all for listening. Thank you to the NewsLife users out there for listening to this application. Yes, NewsLife also supports audio files and a lot of other different includes in the RSS feeds that it will recognize. Anyway, hello to all of you and goodbye to all of you. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.